Now we're going to go to Tennessee with Randall, who's got a mold situation. Randall, what's going on?
I had a water leak underneath my house. I didn't know about went on for about 2 months before I actually found out about it. And we started smelling mold. Well, I got the water leak fixed, and it has dried up under my house. And I sprayed the underneath of the house with a bleach solution.
So far, so good.
The mold and mildew under there.
Okay.
But I'm still having a mildewy type odor.
Okay. Well, you're probably not smelling the mold. You're probably just smelling moisture.
Okay.
Now, tell me about where this leak occurred again.
It was underneath my house. I have a crawl space.
Crawl space? Okay. And it's the crawl space is now dry?
Yes.
All right. Have you looked at your drainage conditions at the foundation perimeter? Because even though you don't have flooding, if you have flat grade around the house or if you have gutters that are dumping right at the corners, you're going to elevate the amount of moisture that's getting in around the foundation. And the concrete is very hydroscopic. That means it soaks up the water, and the inside surfaces act like evaporator pads where the water basically evaporates into the airspace and creates that mildew, moldy smell. So I want you to look at
that.
That
problem, I put up gutters, and I graded, I put extra soil up around the perimeter of the house.
What kind of soil did you add?
Well, it was just topsoil.
Wrong soil.
Is that just letting it permeate more down into the foundation?
Exactly. Topsoil is organic. It's designed to make stuff grow. It's a lousy drainage soil. What you want is something called fill dirt.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, it's a sand floor of the crawl space?
No, it's a clay-type soil.
Clay-type soil. And do you have anything on top of the clay-type soil? Do you have a plastic vapor barrier down?
I do not. I was wanting to get rid of this problem before I put the...
Put the vapor barrier down now. That's going to stop some of that water from evaporating from the soil in. Now, the last thing I'm going to suggest is this. Do you have vents in this crawl space?
Yes.
What you might want to do is get a power ventilator. A power ventilator actually replaces one of those vents, and it's like a fan, and it's wired to your hemostat so that whenever the moisture level comes up in the crawl space, the power ventilator kicks on and draws dry air from the outside through the crawl space by kind of depressurizing it, and all that moisture goes out with it. If it's tied to a hemostat, it's only going to come on when it gets wet, and that's exactly the time that you do want it to come on.
Great. Okay.
Okay, so I think those are the issues. I don't think you're smelling mold. I think you're just smelling moisture, and you need to do a better job at managing it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. 888-666-3974.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.